Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
I'm John Batchelor with my colleague, Evan Ellis, who's taking us quickly through a tour of China in Latin America, but China in Cuba. This odd story, Cuba pins hopes on China to help save sputtering tourism industry. And then there's the matter of surveillance. Professor, I can't tell whether Cuba wants us to know that it's hosting a hostile force or whether this is just good intelligence that for some reason the public knows about. Can you choose between those possibilities?
You raise a very important point, and this was a point that was brought up by the House Subcommittee for Transportation yesterday, focusing attention on a December 2024 CSAS report, taking a look at four likely electronic and other surveillance facilities in Cuba, operated apparently by the Chinese. These include one that's long been talked about, Bejucal, as well as three others, two close by, one called Huajai and one called Calabazar, and another facility that is near Santiago in the eastern tip of Cuba called El Salao. Now, going back to the Cold War, the Russians long operated a facility in Lourdes, Cuba, near Bejucal, that was used for essentially electronic intelligence gathering against the United States. It was believed that around 1999, after the Russians and the Soviets effectively abandoned Cuba, that the Chinese stepped in. There was a visit by a Chinese leader by the name of Qi Haoxian, and that was followed in 2020 by a military cooperation agreement by visiting a Chinese chief of staff, Fu Qianyu, and followed by a series of other visits later. But in recent years, and literally just 2 years ago, the Biden administration openly acknowledged U.S. Monitoring, at least since 2019, of Chinese operation of these facilities. But the bottom line is that it appears that the Chinese are using these facilities to be able to keep track of potential activities of U.S. Military installations, such as JADO South and Key West, such as possible U.S. space launches from Cape Canaveral, and such as U.S. Military deployments, which would take place during a war with China in the Indo-Pacific in the future, since some of these facilities, like the direction-finding station in El Salao, could be used essentially to figure out where U.S. forces are and where they may be heading as they go to the Pacific. And so, this is certainly an item of concern. It's not unknown. It's only part of one part of many different Chinese uses of facilities, both commercial and otherwise in the region, that could be exploited against the U.S. in time of war. But it's a reminder of the fact that not all is just business when it comes to China's presence in the Western Hemisphere.
Would you measure right now that Cuba is a priority for the Trump administration? I note that Mr. Biden made very, very rough remarks about China and Cuba and communism failing. Is that echoed in the Trump administration?
John, although Cuba has not received the greatest amount of attention in the Western Hemisphere, that has arguably been secured by Mexico and Central America in migration issues and to a certain degree Venezuela. But certainly Secretary of State Marco Rubio, who is of Cuban heritage himself, has put a lot of attention on Cuba as one of the leaders of the authoritarian left in the Americas and the threats that they have presented. Certainly in the first Trump administration, you had a crackdown on Cuba in terms of sanctions and other things. And so I think at a policy level, certainly there's a hard line towards Cuba, and certainly not an intention to go back to the Obama administration's attempt to reestablish diplomatic relations. So I think the policy will continue to be a hard line, certainly under Marco Rubio at state and in NSC, although, arguably has not received rhetorically the most effort. But at the end of the day, there's, I think, an understanding that if we ever go to war against the PRC, that presence there in Cuba has to be taken into consideration, both from the perspective of the deployment and the defense of U.S. assets that would be affected by that presence, and also considerations of what military steps might have to be taken in the Western Hemisphere to reduce or mitigate some of those threats presented by Cuba and China's presence elsewhere.
Professor Evan Ellis, New World Report.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.